I believe in God, the Father Almighty. The first words of the creed are, according to the symbols, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, or I believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Our profession of Christian faith starts with God, because God is the first and the last, the beginning and the end of everything. And it starts with God the Father, because God the Father is the first person of the Holy Trinity. In His divine providence, God watches over all of His creation, but especially each one of us individually. He is our Father in heaven, and consequently, we are His children. So that we may remember this constantly, Jesus taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven. I believe in one God. This is the great truth, the absolute truth. God is one and only. There is only one God. Hear, Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Faith in one God moves us to return to Him, like to Him who is our first cause and our final end, and to give Him preference over all things. The revelation of Jesus Christ is the completion of the Old Testament, and through the Son of God's teaching, we know that only one God exists in three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Moses wanted to know the name of God when contemplating the burning bush on Mount Sinai, and God revealed His name to him. I am who am, Yahweh. In other words, God is. God is who He is without depending on anyone, without beginning or end, the origin and cause of all creation. God is revealed as being rich in love and fidelity, and approaches man to attract him towards himself by showing his goodness and his love. God is a spiritual being, eternal, merciful, and all-forgiving, infinitely wise and good, omnipotent and just, pure being and supreme love. Jesus Christ revealed the meaning of the name of God in a new light, that of God the Father. God the Father. The affirmation of divine paternity is the first article of the creed, and begins with a confession of faith in the mystery of the Trinity. The creed is the affirmation of the mystery of the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one God, pure essence, in three truly distinct persons. The declaration that God is one, not three, along with the proclamation of the mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God for the redemption of humanity, and the mystery of sanctification attributed to the Holy Spirit. The Almighty Father. Of the many perfections which exist in God, the Creed reminds us of His omnipotence as it speaks of creation, which is the work of the power of God and is attributed to the Father. Yet the Son and the Holy Spirit are omnipotent like the Father, as the divine essence is one and the three persons are equal in perfection. The acknowledgement of the omnipotence of God is necessary because our faith is often tested owing to the existence of pain and evil, which we do not understand and which we find difficult to accept. But God is God, omnipotent and merciful, and remains close to us with His divine providence in order to help us. our Father. The revelation of divine paternity in the ineffable mystery of the Trinity of three divine persons in one essence shows us the way to understand that God is also our Father. Yet we would never have imagined this if God Himself had not told us so. It was the Lord who said to His disciples, "This is how you should pray, our Father." And this is the message which appears throughout the New Testament. Jesus is the Son of God by nature, of the same nature as the Father, the one true God. Our relationship with God is that of adopted sons and daughters by means of the supernatural gift of grace, which is instilled in us when we are baptized. That is why, even though the dignity of the human creature, made in the image and likeness of God, belongs to the natural order, it cannot be compared to the dignity of the grace which makes us adopted children of God. Resolutions of Christian life. To make an act of adoration. Almighty God, I adore you and I bless you. To pray the Our Father slowly, paying attention to what is said. To treat others with respect, considering that they are the sons of God.